to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it will go. Talk radio.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, on this Tuesday, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network. It's the 20th. It's March. It is 2007. Six more years, ladies and gentlemen, and our funny money system will have its 100th anniversary. Any bets out there? Any takers that it won't last that long? Cleon Skousen said it years ago. This has got a shelf life. If they push it to its max, about 100 years, and we're coming up on that anniversary. And isn't it amazing when you really think about it, since the inception of the funny money system, the Federal Reserve banking system, to get us out of this crisis in this country, that we've lost about a penny a year on the dollar since the inception of this wonderful cabal? Just absolutely amazing. Mr. Noel, we have a Bob Chapman special standing by. Let the listeners know exactly what that is, sir.
And obviously, I'm sure they realize that with this package, you get a free year subscription to the International Forecaster. Today's special Bob Chapman package is, 80 brilliant uncirculated peace dollars. These were the peace dollars minted between 1922 and 1925. And 10 $5 U.S. liberties. These are the original $5 liberties prior to 1933. The entire package delivered to your front door, $3,581. And they can give a call to either Jeffrey Bennett or myself at 1-800-691-7898.
Is that the only package we got for them today?
That's the only package we got for them today. That's the best deal Jeffrey Bennett and myself could get out of our supplier today. Supplies on a lot of stuff are getting a little tight. But as far as bang for the buck, this was without question the best deal we could put together. So you got 10 $5 liberties pre-1933 and 80, in other words, four rolls of brilliant uncirculated peace dollars, all delivered for $3,581.
And ladies and gentlemen, keep something else in mind. Before the foo-foo hits the oscillating air-moving device, you people are still sitting out there with your IRAs, you're still in these retirement accounts. If you have the ability to shift those, you're talking to a gentleman right now, Robbie Noel, that can assist you in that, and also Mr. Jeffrey Bennett can assist you rather than waking up one day and finding out, oh, your retirement fund is gone, like they've demonstrated has happened in the past, and I'm talking big time. When this starts to draw down, you're going to see your retirement accounts just up and disappear. All of what either the company has put in, but more importantly, what you've put in of your own money will be gone like smoke in a windstorm. It'll be there one second and gone the next. So you folks out there, if you want to keep hanging on, hope against hope, and hanging on to those IRAs and hope that you're going to get the benefit out of it, I think your chances here with the gold and silver market, pay no attention. Don't watch the man behind the curtain pulling the levers. Watch what's actually going on. Look at what is happening on the world stage economically. It is time to hedge your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Step up to the plate and make that decision. You need to call Robbie at 800-691-7898, and Mr. Bennett will assist you, or Mr. Noel will assist you, and be happy to do it. Keep in mind, folks, that these are the sale days. These are like the blue light specials at Kmart right now. They're not going to be specials in the future, because this commodity is going to draw down, the supplies are going to tighten, and the cost of ownership of any of these commodities, gold or silver, is going to go through the roof, and you're going to be standing there feeling lint in your pocket because you didn't take advantage of it. Thank you, Mr. Noel.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. Talk to you soon. Bob Chapman will be right back with you, and we'll roll the calls right after this.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. Let's go to the phones here. Bill in Alabama. Hello, Bill.
John, and hello, Robbie. Well, how are you?
Well, Robbie's dropped off.
Okay, well, hello anyway. Mr. Chapman, a pleasure to hear you. This is the second time I've heard you, and when I heard you on again, I picked up my ears, let me tell you. Hey, I got a quickie scenario that you guys are going to get a kick out of, and I think everybody's going to understand what I'm saying. Down here, we got a bank called Vision Bank. They are in some little upscale communities here, and I got a small account there. I called a girl this afternoon. I said, dear, if I put $100 in your bank, I said, how much interest will it draw at the end of the year? She put me on hold and went and asked somebody, and she come back and said, sir, the amount of interest you draw is 0.02%. I said, whoa, I don't understand 0.02%. I said, I thought it was 3 or 4. No, sir, she said it's 0.02. I said, I don't add and subtract well. I said, will you tell me exactly what that means? I said, if I got $100 in your bank, how much interest do I have at the end of the year? She said, 20 cents. That's it, $100.20. If that doesn't tell you what the dollar's worth today, I don't know what will. Hey, I'll let you go. That's what I had to say.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, Bill.
And that also shows you what the bankers are getting away with.
Well, I mean,
it's incredible to be paying that kind of interest because they're lending out right now in prime money at 5%.
And they're giving people 0.02%.
Oh, virtually nothing.
That doesn't exactly encourage savings.
They call them Shylocks.
Alan in Ohio. Hello, Alan.
I'm a long-term reader of Bob's. I've been invested in gold for quite a while. Got a pretty nice profit made already. And my question is, I'd like for him to settle the age-old question of recalling gold bullion for the purpose of the some kind of a quasi last ditch effort of a gold backed currency.
Well, the possibility is there, but you know, in America today, very few people own gold bullion, and not an awful lot more own gold coins, and not an awful lot more own gold stocks. So I wouldn't think the pickings would be very good. And that's one of the reasons I don't expect any kind of confiscation, because it wouldn't be worth their time. I mean, they might go after the ETFs, which are the exchange-traded funds, but they're not going to go after individuals. It's just too much hassle. And, you know, if they do that, they better go after their guns, because they may, you know, run into some real problems.
I know I'll never find mine if they call it back. But what... what would be your preference for I've got both. I've got bullion and collectible. Just stay that way, or
that's fine. Yeah, it should hang on those collectibles.
Anywhere that you're in the venue, it's fine. But my favorite, and you know, I'm a romantic at heart. Numismatic coins. I really think that the premiums are so low, it's absurd. They haven't been like this in years. And I like junk bags of silver in the silver part of it. And, of course, you know I recommend stocks because I've been doing that for 47 years. But spread yourself out. It all depends on what's suitable for you.
That's exactly what I've done. I started back when they couldn't give gold away about 5 years ago. And I'm in... already doing pretty good with it. Just going to sit there and ride.
Well, I think if you can, and it's possible for you to increase your positions, I think you should do so. Because in the final analysis, the dollar is going to go down against everything, and all currencies are going to go down against gold and silver during an inflationary environment. And when we have deflation, gold will be the king of all things. So if you have more money, you should be a buyer.
You know, years ago, I was telling people, if for no other reason to get into the precious metals market, buy junk silver. It's a great buy. If I were you, Alan, personally, what I would do if I had these collectible coins, I don't know if the market is going to stay high on those when things start to draw down. What I would personally do is I'd dump my collectibles. I'd get as much as I possibly could in numismatic coin.
Which is just the opposite of what most coin dealers will tell you.
That's because of the commissions involved.
That's
exactly.
Right.
That's one of the questions.
And let me tell you something. John is right. Period.
Okay, so go for as much... as many ounces as possible at any cost.
The bigger bang for your shrinking buck.
Well, that's what I tell the coin dealers when they want me to trade my bullion in for their high-priced collectibles. I said, no way.
I understand. Hey, Alan, thank you for your call. Appreciate it very much. Mr. Chapman.
Thank you for subscribing.
Yes, yeah, for sure. And folks, you can get your own subscription to the International Forecaster. This is a bonus. We take this out of the profits. See, this is something else we don't do. When we offer specials, when Bob Chapman comes on, we don't bump the price of what we're selling to cover his newsletter. He gets paid his money for his newsletter, because that's what this man does. He sits back, gets up 3 o'clock in the morning, is watching the world's markets, watching everything. He's got an intelligence background. He's also been a wheeler and dealer of no small import on the stock exchange up there in good old New York. So when the man talks, he doesn't give advice that he doesn't follow himself. And that is the true sign of somebody that's not shoveling the stuff out there. They're giving you the real deal. So you can get your own year subscription of the International Forecaster. Calling up today, call Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett for $35.81. Buying into that package, you get a free subscription to this newsletter, and it's going to be worth every single penny that you spend and then some. Mr. Chapman, I'd like to thank you for coming on today, and we'll see you again next Tuesday.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll be there.
All righty, sir. Thank you very much. I have a very special person online that's been out of the scene for about 7 years. I've got Mr. Mark Kornke, Mark Gregory Kornke, as a matter of fact, online. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hey, John. How you doing?
I am hanging in there, my friend. How are you doing?
Ultimately busy and moving papers, even as I'm talking to you, trying to get everything caught up. The biggest thing is catching up with all of the... I've stayed up with all the events. I don't know what's going on in general as far as what's happening, you know, around the country. But as you know, a lot of things build up over 7 years, and so I'm trying to take care of and deal with all of the different support problems there and activities that are in need of being taken care of.
Well, I can understand your problem sitting back and being locked up in a prison and watching the world going on. I mean, we could sit here and just map out a list of what's transpired in the last 7 years that you've been out of circulation. I mean, it's been absolutely incredible. Everything that we had talked about prior to this is now coming to pass. And it doesn't matter if it's the police state, the ramp up to that. It doesn't matter with their concentration camps under the guise of, it's just for terrorists out there. But, we know, Mark, who the real terrorists are, and these are the people that are going against the New World Order. We're political enemies to these characters, and they're going to do just about anything they can to silence us. So it's got to be daunting. I mean, to have this thing, it's like opening up a floodgate, and here you are. And looking at all this, I've been listening to you. I listened to you on Alex Jones's show for the past couple of days, and I got to tell you something, my friend. It's like I just heard you yesterday. You are still the same man. You still have the same mind, and you've not dropped a stitch.
Well, one of the things that I cannot emphasize enough is that we cannot afford, and I'm going to tell you, John, everybody else in the system, period, the alligator has literally got hold of your leg. The cannibals are coming down the street, and they plan on eating this house out. Right now, the only place for all of us, everybody, that there should be any rounds dumped down range, it should be against the enemy. Period. The other side. We've got no time for any other nonsense or any other activities that are going on. So the focus now is to get as much done as you can before the wave hits. And I think that has to be the emphasis across the board. There's so many things that we could cover, so many things could be talked about. But first and foremost is there can be no internal strife. Okay? That's one of the things I'm going to ask publicly of everybody. And again, it's because with what's going on, we're going to have to be ready for the worst. The other side plans on eating our lunch. They've taken the economy. There's most people out there listening to everybody out there that they're in the Patriot effort are working two jobs. They don't know where they're going to go. To a certain degree, they have an understanding of what's wrong, but we need to provide the solutions. Just like talking about the money a minute ago, that was the whole idea of focusing on volume is the key. We have to make up for lost time. We have to have an economic solution ready to go. We have to be able to come up with an answer to all of the problems locally that are going to develop. We can do this because we have the better minds. But we're all going to have to stay sharp and stay focused. And that's the thing that obviously the other side is hoping will not take place.
It's one thing to have them eat our lunch, but it's another thing entirely for us to sit down and eat each other's lunch.
Exactly. And right now, actually, there's no time left. I'm going to address certain issues, you know, later on. But, right now, I'm not going to stay on too long on the air. I tried to schedule things out, but as you can imagine, I've only been out of the monastery for, what, 5 days?
About 5 days. And I don't know, have you gotten any sleep in those 5 days?
No, I slept last night.
Okay. I'll tell you what, I've got somebody that I know that you want to hear from when we get back out of this break, Mark. Remember our good friend Woody in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Yes, he's never dropped his enthusiasm in anything that this man's ever done. I've always been in awe of what he's done. Tell you what, folks, we'll take the break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back for a brief period here. Mark has been a very busy guy here for the 5 days he's been released from prison. I have Woody in Pennsylvania online. Good afternoon, Woody. Woody, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Hello, Mark. I want to welcome you back personally. I hate what you had to go through to help support this country.
Well, thank you, Woody. I tell you, again, we've been talking with everybody as quickly as I can. The biggest problem is there's not enough time in the day, and we're trying to get everybody pointed in the right direction. I've not been unbusy, guys. First of all, there's a lot of different projects that we completed, and there's other work that I was doing with people outside at the same time. But I burned out a lot of big pens, let's put it that way. Never bought a television while I was in the system, and focused on basically the mission with no interruption. Other than, of course, there are interruptions. You can imagine what kind of creative interruptions there can be behind the wire. But,
well, I want you to know that I appreciate what you've done for this country and tried to do, and I truly thank you for doing it. And I'm going to get off here so you can get your message out. And thank you, and good to have you back, Mark.
Well, Woody, if you could, very quickly, I'm going to give the address out so everybody can give us drop us a line.
Please do.
PBN, P.O. Box 194. Dexter, Michigan, 48130. That's PBN, P.O. Box 194, Dexter, Michigan, 48130. Of course, anybody can go to the websites we have and give us a ring, but I'd like to talk to Woody, too, later on also.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, Woody?
One thing, is your old telephone number still good, Mark?
Our phone fax, well, hold on a second here. I got to get permission on something. Hold on.
Otherwise, you'll be inundated for the next 5 days. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, phone number is?
No, I'm not asking you to give it out, Mark. I just want to know if it's the same thing as it was. I understand.
It's on the website, and it's the same thing that it was, yes.
Okay, I have it, and I will be in touch.
Okay.
All right.
God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Yeah, Mark, there's people that have slacked off. There's people that have walked away from the movement, or they've become inactive. And these are one of the people that, well, he brought us up to Meadville, Pennsylvania, in the middle of a blizzard. Remember that when we had a state senator up there, or a state congresswoman?
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, Meadville was standing room only with buses coming in from all over the country.
It was amazing, and people were literally driving through a blizzard to get there, and. I miss those days. I miss the days of the preparedness expos where we'd have thousands and thousands of people coming in. And it's been a shame, Mark. The Patriot movement has been kind of in hiatus. There have been a lot more people coming on board, but not in the same vein that you would think. The people that we were used to dealing with, they were honorable people. They were willing to stake their lives in defense of their country. They weren't going to go off to fight in a foreign war to get killed for nothing, but they were willing to put their lives on the line here in this country to stand up for it. Since you've been away, there's been many mechanizations going on. We've got liberal people out there that are seeing the light about 9/11, or there's other aspects of Patriot Act or whatever that they don't like, but they're still not being given the full picture and the real reasons why this is going on. And they're still playing that little paradigm, the left, right, the conservative versus the liberal, and this is their dying mantra. They want us to keep scratching each other's eyes over stupid political arguments, when the real basis of the solution of the argument is the Constitution, if we can get these deadheads in the District of Criminals to pay attention to it.
Well, that's one of the things that is going to be part of the emphasis I'm working on right now. Especially the idea that, again, we're going to be arguing over small things. Right now, we have debate, or we have conflict over certain issues, but the overall issue, which is whether or not we're going to be able to stand free in this country, is the bottom line, and everybody on the line is going to have to turn, fix bayonets, and hold the ground. No more retreating, no more giving our enemy any benefit of the doubt. They plan on eating our lunch. They plan on killing everybody given the opportunity. They plan on basically reinstating, again, the old story, pull the cartridge off, blow it off, or in this case a DVD now, or you know, MP3 player, hit the button. It doesn't make any difference. Bottom line is, this is a cassette because it's that old. Plugging it in, reinstating an action, and then going for the debauchery that we've seen in Russia, that we saw in China. It's just, they think it's our turn. One of the things that everybody better remember is they plan on virtually destroying this nation like locust and walking over it and carrying it away. Well, the first rule is possession is 9/10 of the law. So everybody and anybody out there that's motivated at all to think they like to keep what little they have left of their life's fortune, it better be ready, A, to have the wherewithal and the gray matter between the ears to do it, and better have the physical potential, the physical capability to protect it. And as you've seen with what our government has been up to, they sure as hell aren't going to protect your house. If anything, they're going to be ones. There's an old piece that Fred Rexer did years ago, and it was a little. I'm trying to find it right now. I want everybody to read this because it was a perfect little couple of paragraphs. And basically, it's there. You are sitting in your triple lock bomb shelter, listening to the artificial money in your wallet shrivel. While up above you, you can hear the noise of street gangs wrestling around for sharp objects to use as a cudgel in the event you're foolish enough to expose yourself. Well, the bottom line is, from the other end of the street, we got the other characters in black uniforms, and they're both going to be fighting over your possessions.
Mark, I want to keep you on for just a few more minutes, and we'll have to schedule out for a full 2 hours, because there's a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of stuff to get reoriented on and redefine the mission and get this thing going, like you've said. Mark, please, just hang on a second. We've got to take this break for the advertisers. We'll be right back, folks. Mark Gregory Kornke out of jail after 7 years. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we are back. I've got Mark Kornke online, fresh out of prison for 7 years. Mark, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be gone over. And I know you've been a busy guy, and you've got a lot of stuff to do, a lot of catch-up, obviously.
One of the things I was working on is a series of books. The first one, the first 12, which are the Dagger War, were sent out to our other allies for printing, and those are in print, but they're in a certain closed circulation amongst our people. Those are already going to be republished yet again. A second printing is ready to go, and that will be out in one short wave. The timetable, I won't know for a few more days how we're going to do this, but because I would prefer that all 12 be released at the same time as a series, as a set. The second series, which I've been working on more recently, in fact, obviously they're right behind the others, is Battle for the Republic. There are three books done, two of them in press. Book two is ready to come out, ready to be released. Some people out there that are listening have courtesy copies already, had examples. We had a whole operation going. You may be amazed what you can do when you be creative. And we were producing the book inside as a courtesy copy and did all the proof work, did all the advance work, at least most of it. so that the printer will be able to deal with the rest. Book 3 is already done. It's in rough draft, but it's not in proof form yet. And I already started book 4. So these texts are already in motion. The idea behind it is the Dagger War covers a period before the open hostilities that develop. Battle for the Republic is more of a how things got started, and then, of course, a personal perspective from many different characters of their life, their experience through the process, and making it a way of making it a tool to teach, while again, how to, while kind of putting people into the mindset. What would it be like, or what is it? What is it you would experience? Hopefully, I've communicated that properly. Everything is looking good. I had a lot of proof. I had a lot of people helping. That had a chance to do sample reading. Did a complete survey of all the sample readers. And basically what I got back, because I didn't want to spoil it, I want to wait till they're done with them, read it, got the sonar ping back, and so far everybody pretty well absorbed it the way I hoped they would.
I have actually read a couple of your works. I got them through Paul Tapetti from Poker Face, which I understand he just saw you the other day.
Yes. Yeah.
When you got released. And I guess he was talking so much, the guy, this is pretty devastating for a lead singer in a band to lose his voice, but the guy had lost his voice. He had been talking so much. But I'd actually read some of the material that you've been working on.
Yep.
And it is good stuff. Mark, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to hold you up here. We'll reschedule you out. I want to spend a full 2 hours with you. A lot of people in this movement today don't know who Mark Kornke is. It's time that they get acquainted with one of the real true patriots out there, ladies and gentlemen, that's never taken his eye off the ball one moment. And Mark, I've got to say this, and I'll say this again. It's just like I was listening to you on the radio, just like it was yesterday. You if nothing else, you've strengthened your resolve, you've strengthened yourself, and it's good to have you back.
Well, rule number one, there ain't no sense in running because you'll only
die tired.
So that being the case, turn around, fix bayonets. Everybody out there listening, I don't give a hoot who it is, plus, minus, up, down, as far as the people that are with us. Everybody, if you're listening for whatever reason, is right now the conflict is in front of us. It's not down the road. It's not something around the corner. We are in the middle of it right now. We've got an invasion to the south. We've got an invasion from the east. We've got a bunch of perpetrators who plan on creating a national crisis inside the United States and then picking us apart. So for everybody, again, cough, find your body parts, get motivated, get excited about being prepared for this, because if you are coming in late, you're not too late, but think about it. What I warned about many years ago is happening. As you have an exponential awakening, you're going to be seeing less and less in the way of resource, because everybody's going to need the same thing. So preparedness now is a matter of get what you can, why you can, and again, the honorable process is we're not fighting amongst ourselves over what it is. We're going to be helping each other. We're going to have to work together. If you do not work together, well, let's just say what they said 230 years ago. Gentlemen, if we do not hang together, we shall surely hang separately.
And, Mark, if I can ask you, it's a request here from Chris, if we could close out this brief interlude we've had here like we used to do on the radio years ago. I think you know what it is.
God bless the Republic.
Death to the New World Order.
We shall prevail, ladies and gentlemen. The Empire is on the run. We're going to stomp stuff out of them.
All right, Mark. Thank you so much, and we'll be talking to you real soon.
God bless.
God
Bye-bye.
Bless you, sir. Bye-bye. Whew, that brought tears to my eyes, folks. Whoa. Ah. Can we go to commercial or something here? Do something. Play me some music. Do something. Quick.
Life to pass away, but life presents us possibilities each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Show me the way. Please show me.
sun rose high and burnt the night away. Who stood before me was my enemy.
Don't tread on me.
He's come to take away my liberties. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee.
Don't tread on me this way.
I'd rather die than be your slave. I will survive. Can you feel my rage? It's not a question of being brave. I'd rather die than be your slave. Didn't matter who shot first that day. They killed my brothers, they lay dead by me. Hit them hard, we made them pay that day. We hung the traitors from the highest trees.
Mercy from
lost a lot, our pain was heavy. We sacrificed for God and country.
No more color.
He held the ground that was in front of me. This was the price to pay for liberty.
Still you hear me say,
I'd rather die than be your slave.
That was Paul Tepetti from Poker Face. And thank you, Paul. You've been a trooper out there, and I appreciate you very much. You know, all the years and memories just came rolling back. I'm sorry, folks. I had to do a little musical interlude there. There are good things happening out there, ladies and gentlemen. We need to make them happen. 34 states are rebelling against the Real ID Act. And this is coming not from the politicians, ladies and gentlemen. This is coming from the people putting pressure on these politicians. States from Maine to Montana are rebelling against the federal law meant to make driver's licenses a definitive form of identification, an issue that cuts across flashpoints of homeland security, civil liberties, and illegal immigration. Legislatures in 15 states are pushing bills and resolutions that urge noncompliance with the 2005 Real ID Act. The law, based on recommendations by the 9/11 Commission, sets minimum standards for verifying the identity of license applicants and stipulates what information must be stored on machine-readable cards. But as the 2008 deadline for implementation nears, the Real ID law is raising a host of concerns: cost, hassle for millions of drivers, and fear that government or private industry will misuse the data network. They already have. Opponents as divergent as states, rights politicians, civil libertarians, and immigration advocates are rallying to undo it. State Rep, I'll get my stuff together here in a second, James Guest of Missouri is at the center of the loose bipartisan coalition of lawmakers in 34 states who are filing measures opposing Real ID. Maine's legislature fired an opening salvo last month in adopting a resolution of noncompliance, a position that, if carried out, could eventually impair Mainers, I guess that's what they call people from Maine, Mainers, ability to easily board airplanes, open bank accounts, or enter federal buildings. The Montana House went further by actually prohibiting implementation. Now, frustration over a large unfunded mandate is the first complaint of Massachusetts State Senator Richard Moore. He's a Democrat who has filed a noncompliance resolution similar to the one in New Mexico. Such lawmakers' concerns stem from the September study by state government associations that put the price tag for implementing the Real ID law at about $11 billion, much more than the $100 million Congress had estimated. So far, Congress has allocated $40 million for the project. To arrive at that figure, the study assumed that everyone with a driver's license, all 245 million of them, must be recredentialed within 5 years of May of 2008, the federal deadline for compliance. Now, that would require each individual to visit a division of motor vehicles, the DMVs, paperwork in hand, and mandate the DMV to verify about 16,000 issues of birth certificates alone, or the issuers, I should say. Now, states will feel the wrath of the public driving public, says Senator Moore. Our hope is that with the change in the majority in Congress, folks will take another look at it or come up with the money. Now, I know what you're thinking here. Yeah, their complaint is, oh, yes, this is going to cost too much money. If you notice, what's not being talked about in this is, where are the liberties? Where are the issues that I am myself and nobody else lays claim to it? You know, if I want to divulge any information about myself, I will do so. I'm not going to be mandated or be in compliance to have my driver license out there. And what this basically is, ladies and gentlemen, it's just a huge, massive data mining operation to keep track and trace of all of us out there. Now, according to the story that was done by Ben Arnoldy, it is in the Idaho Observer, he says Homeland Security plans to release the regulations in coming weeks. All eyes are on a few specifics, such as how identification documents will be verified by the DMV and whether the cards will be required to include fingerprints or other biometrics. You bet that it will. Now, James Sensenbrenner and other Real ID supporters say that the law tightens a system that allowed some of the 9/11 hijackers to get driver's licenses and thereby board planes despite being in the U.S. illegally. It's also expected to curb the hiring of illegal immigrants who rely on fake driver's licenses to feign legal registry or residency. Now, Mr. Arnoldy, by the way, is a writer for the Christian Science Monitor. And there's a note that they put in the Idaho Observer that said that we know Sensenbrenner is lying because the hijackers to which he refers in justification of the Real ID are fictionists. And, you know, years ago, I remember watching Bill Clinton. I remember watching Al Gore. I remember watching Janet Reno. I remember all of these gaggles of people coming together and mentioning that, well, we've got to have a national ID card, and we're going to do this to keep people safe. See, this is before any terrorism actions were really taken against this country. You know, the fictitious state-sponsored terrorism, to control your mindset and your way of thinking, to try to have you run for that umbrella of safety, when in actuality, who is causing the problems is our own dear FedGov. And if you want to go beyond that, beyond our borders, it is the detente that they have forgotten how to practice. It is how to treat people around the globe fairly, not manipulating them at the point of a gun or, should we say, depleted uranium. It is not killing millions of people, beating them into compliance. This, if we want real, we want real security here in the United States. Let's stop sticking the sharp stick in our friends and our neighbors' eyes around the world. And who cares if they're not our friends? We have enough military might and we have enough nuclear power to stave off anything. That's a given. We'll take the break, come back on the other side of this short break to wrap up this edition of the National Intel Report. How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
He leaned his shopping cart against the wall. He said,
Congress is preparing to pass amnesty, ladies and gentlemen, through the immigration reform bill. They haven't quit. They're going to try to legitimize these people. By the way, things are not all rosy here. There's a lot of Mexicans. The reports I'm starting to get, there's a lot of Mexicans going back across the border. Well, why? Well, there's slowdowns in construction. Yeah, these are the jobs Americans wouldn't do. Okay? Yeah, I'll tell you what, I've worked construction before. It's hard work, but it's honest work. And it doesn't really do too much harm to your physique. Kind of keeps you in shape. But these people supposedly taking the jobs Americans wouldn't do, well, a lot of them that were working construction jobs, well, those jobs are drying up, so, well, they're toddling back across the border. Well, it's going to be interesting here. Let's see how fast we can make all of them go home. And again, folks, I mean, I've said this before, and I was kind of amazed at this, because we track and trace where a lot of the audience comes from, and we have, in my estimation, a disproportionate number of Mexicans that listen to this network. And I've never been real, real hard on the illegals. Yes, they are breaking the law. Yes, you've got people out there, the La Reconquista and the, you know, the Brown Beret gang. Yeah, you have a lot of those people. They're scheduling out. Supposedly this is going to happen again May 1st, that they're going to be out in the streets. Well, I'm telling you, folks, they've been given a green light that, yeah, you're going to get the amnesty. Out of Scottsdale, Arizona, the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps has increased efforts to defeat Senate Bill No. 9, the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Act of 2007. This bill seeks to create a roadmap for amnesty rather than the call for the strict enforcement of current immigration laws to provide funding for more Border Patrol agents and the construction of a security fence. Senate Bill No. 9 is sponsored by Majority Leader Harry Reid, Democrat out of Nevada, and Senator Pat Leahy, Democrat out of Vermont, both of whom voted against the Secure Fence Act of 2006. Now, the smoke screams obscuring the open borders agenda and the full court press behind the Senate Bill No. 9 by the Democrat-controlled Congress, continue with the January 31, 2007 Judiciary Subcommittee hearing showcasing the Department of Homeland Security's U.S. Visit Program. Yeah, that's right. U.S. Visit Program. Instead of hearing the case for strict enforcement of current immigration laws or the urgent need to provide funding for more Border Patrol agents and the construction of a security fence, the Subcommittee on Terrorism, Technology, and Homeland Security will receive only one-sided testimony from members of the Bush administration who support this, the president's weak immigration policies, endorsed with the echoes of lobbyists representing the Essential Workers Immigration Coalition. Essential Workers? Coalition? Immigration Coalition. An organization advocating open borders and amnesty. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the North American Union, right in your face, the dissolving of the borders. So, well, we just don't have to worry about border security, because they're going to provide security all the way from the tip of South America all the way up until the North Woods of Canada. And if you believe that, I'm a Chinese jet pilot, as Mark Kornke used to say. Folks, that will do it for us today. I forgot who my guest is, but I got him scheduled out for 2 hours tomorrow. I promise you it'll be a good one. So tune in, and I thank all of you for tuning in today. Ladies and gentlemen, as my old friend used to say, fix the bayonets, focus on who the real enemy is. Let's get busy. Let's put the boots on the ground and kick these mothers right in the face, or other body parts that are exposed. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.